Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch in a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Oh, hell yeah. Time now to talk to my man from guillotineleagues.com. Here we go. Look, 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 look. Come on, beauty, look, 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 look. Okay. Oh, Hoser. Good day, A. Paul Charchian, guillotineleagues.com, just got off the phone in an investor meeting. Okay. Oh, I'm so intrigued. Are these the private equity sharks who are now swimming in NFL waters?
Oh.
Have you seen that story?
On the phone with me, yes. They want to sell me up to 10% of the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, my God. You would buy whatever percentage of the Vikings you could afford, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If they 0.001% in, baby. I'm on the cap table.
So do you understand why the NFL is doing this? Because I don't. And I've got a good friend from high school who is in private equity. He's a big muckety muck with a big PE firm. I won't say who, but yeah. Why does the NFL and their owners need money?
Well, they always want more money. And as you and I have talked about before, the NFL isn't as liquid as people think. You know, obviously, they're all doing fine. Nobody's going paycheck to paycheck, right? But it takes a lot of money to run the organization, run the operation. And even though the value of the team skyrockets, it doesn't mean that you've got that much money. So I think this is all just about cash infusion to owners. I think that's the vast majority of it.
Even though every NFL team is essentially a printing press, with the way the league is structured and with how popular the sport is, they still need private equity to do what exactly?
Well, need or want. I mean, you know, look, you know, you need your other yacht. I do think that's what's motivating it, is they want the liquidity that would come with an injection of funds from, obviously. And those are, private equity's got a lot of money, right? They're only, when you're trying to make billions, there you start running out of potential places where you can get billions. Private equity is one of them that right. they've never had the luxury of having before.
I guess it goes back to my favorite soundbite from Danny DeVito in, I forget which movie this was, but here's the bite that says it all.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
It makes no sense.
Everybody needs money.
Yeah.
That doesn't
That's
make
why
sense.
They call it money.
In the annals of Hollywood, how unlikely is Danny DeVito's ascension to A-list status? And by the way, he's done this now. The Taxi TV show was like 1978.
Well, you say unlikely just because he's short and ugly and bald?
Yes, that all counts for sure. Hollywood, not exactly.
Listen, you need characters. He is a great character. He's funny, interesting, quirky, fun to root against. I'm not sure how many movies that you root for him, but I'm sure there's been a few in which you're like, I'm rooting for the short, pudgy, bald guy.
I think always, because isn't that sort of the bit, right? If you're short enough, pudgy enough, and ugly enough, then everybody's rooting for you because you're automatically the underdog.
Yeah. I think he was in Throw Mama from the Train, and I don't think... Yeah, he was. Throw Mama from the Train. He was in that, and I don't believe he was a protagonist. But I digressed. It's cut down day in the NFL. Yes, let's move on.
Hold on. Wait. What? No. What? Wait.
By the way, the movie is The Heist, that where he said, everyone needs money. That's why they call
Everybody
it
needs money.
Money.
That's why they call it money.
I don't think I know that movie. Now, the resurrection of his career is tied directly to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which you and I have never, ever spoken of. But many people believe it's one of the great comedies of the last 20 years. It's now been on 20 years and has vaulted all of its stars to extraordinary success, including him. So where do you stand on It's Always Funny in Philadelphia?
Have never
the
seen
sunny.
It.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Don't,
okay.
Don't gasp as if I've never eaten a donut in my life. You haven't? Oh, they're delicious. You don't know what one of those things is? It's just a TV show. It's more of a cult classic from what I understand.
Well, okay. It started out as being a very dark, niche comedy because it was about four people who are reprehensible, just awful people, and all the stuff that they go about doing. And a lot of it it's very dark. But over the course of time, they've all moderated at least to some degree. But, and the show has too. but it still is way edgier than most any comedy that's really ever been made.
Okay.
And
all
they
right.
will go places almost nobody else will and have. There are some absolutely killer episodes.
Right.
And even like whole seasons.
Right. I will get on it. I got a little backlog of stuff to watch, starting with the Connor Stallions Netflix documentary that dropped last night.
And who's Connor Stallions?
Oh my God. What? Charge, I know you're an NFL guy and a fantasy guy.
I am.
How big is the rock that you live under? You don't know who Connor Stallions is.
I don't know who Connor Stallions is. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you ever pick up one of those flat, square flagstones that are in the backyard leading to the grill or the patio? You know what I'm talking about, Church? Those things. They're just sitting right on the grass.
Right.
And every now and then you have to lift one up, you peel one up, and underneath it's this amazing network of ants and maybe a worm or some other subterranean lizard with no eyes.
That's me.
That's you when it comes to anything not NFL or bizarre indie bands. Connor Stallions.
That is not true.
No, it's not true.
All right, how about this?
I'm
much more worldly than that.
Okay, college football. You are living under the flagstone with the worms and the ants.
That could be.
Connor Stallions is the guy who was caught stealing signs for Michigan that has them on the verge of getting hit with serious NCAA penalties now that Jim Harbaugh has run off to the pros.
Right.
You are vaguely aware of this, right?
Yes, okay. I am aware of this.
But only vaguely so because you don't know the name Connor Stallions.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I don't think most people know that. I bet most of your listeners don't know who that is either.
I think 9 out of 10 do. I think maybe 19 out of 20 do. I might even say 49 out of 50 of my listeners, not man on the street, just walking down the street. But I guess it's because your blind spot, you have no use for college because there really is no college fantasy. So it's a brand of football that doesn't meet what you do for a living and what your passion is, and that's fine. And you live in Minnesota where the Golden Gophers have been mostly dog shit for your entire life.
That is 100% true. If the college football didn't mirror the NFL season, it'd be a totally different thing. But the problem is, of course, it's running when I need to pay all my football loving attention to the NFL.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you know, do you know who the coach of the Gophers is?
Yes. PJ Fleck.
I was going to wait to see if you could prove it. And you're not like that guy at a dinner party going, oh, I know that guy. Oh, yeah? Really, Jerry? Who is it? And do you know what PJ Fleck's catchphrase is?
Row the boat.
Yeah,
is his
there
catch
you go.
Phrase. Yep,
Sky Yuma. Sky Yuma.
Sky Yuma.
Right.
I used to be able to tell you what Sky Yuma means, but it's got to be one of the dumber, like, I don't know, school associated phrases. I don't. It's not our. Maybe it's our motto.
Sky Yuma is a slogan at the University of Minnesota since 1884. When the newly emerging football team was coached by Thomas Peebles, a philosophy professor and former Princeton faculty member, it's incorrectly interpreted as the phrase that the Dakota Indians would use for victory or exultation. Mm. Now they just say, we covered the spread, which in Dakota language is... El pay me the money.
Okay. Zing.
Zing.
Well done, my man. That was right. Very good.
All right. Cut down good. Day in the NFL. Were there any shockers either in Minnesota or elsewhere around the league that you are seeing?
Yes, there was one. One major one. Well, okay, no major ones at all, but there was one of significance for fantasy, and that is the backup behind Christian McCaffrey was presumed by many to be Elijah Mitchell, who it had been for a couple of years, and he got cut. Jordan Mason is your new backup to Christian McCaffrey, and Mason is pretty good, And he's obviously not Christian McCaffrey. But if Christian McCaffrey were to go down, you would get like 75% of the value of Christian McCaffrey in this guy. So he becomes primo handcuff territory, Jordan Mason. That was the biggest move of the day.
Okay. There was a running back for the Cardinals. Head coach Jonathan Gannon, who I think is a complete tool and in way over his head and is about to get fired and fired hard and deservedly so, said running back Michael Carter didn't play in the final preseason game because he had nothing to prove. He was released today by the Cardinals. Said Gannon, we saw enough from him what we needed to see. But maybe people just missed the signal that they thought, oh, he made the team then. He's good. Or really they were just like, no, he sucks, but we're not going to cut him now. We'll just wait until the trash day comes.
One of the great quotes by Mike Zimmer ever, who was really good for this because he had very little filter. When at one point, I think there was the Kirk Cousins COVID game that he missed.
Okay.
And the presumed backup was Kellen Mond. And he didn't go to Kellen Mond, who was, I think, then a rookie. And when asked why, people asked him, don't you want to see more of Kellen Mond? He said, I have to see him every day in practice.
Oh, my God. Ouch.
Ouch.
And that's why he was such a dick who nobody cried when he was finally shown the door in Minnesota. How's that smoke show Russian girlfriend of his? Still with him now that he's just a jobber assistant coach in the NFL? Where is he assistanting?
He is the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys.
Oh, that's
so
right.
She might have hung on for that.
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, go down to Dallas. She'd fit in right in with a Dallas women scene for sure.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she could be a cheerleader. Maybe he can get her a job there. Although I'm guessing she doesn't have to do a lot of hard work.
Right.
I don't think he has to wear a lot of spandex, has to wear whatever that leg covering in that is sort of flesh tone. So you're supposed to think you might be looking at flesh, but really that thing's like industrial strength nylon that you could not a chainsaw couldn't get through those things.
Also, the Packers cut their kicker, the brother of the kicker you guys cut. After two games, who went on to be pretty good for the Raiders, more on that in a second, but mm-hmm. the second of the flying Carlson brothers from Sweden is out. And all last year, as he was having a shaky rookie season, my battle cry was hand in the fire, because I said, you know, much like his brother who started off wobbly but then got it figured out, mm-hmm. we drafted this guy, let's not panic, hand in the fire. Every missed kick. Both, you know, in the stadium, I'd scream this on home games that Josh and I would go to, and elsewhere, I'd go, hand in the fire! So then this year, I said, my motto is, other hand in the fire for Anders Carlson. He proceeded to have a very shaky camp. They bring in Greg Joseph, who I believe was a Viking at one point.
Yeah, he was. He was. And not a terrible one either.
Yeah, and he's just okay, Greg Joseph. He doesn't come close to winning the kicking competition outright by any means, not by numbers or whatever. And so it looks like Carlson's going to get the job. And then he missed a 32-yarder in their final preseason game. And it was almost like the one thing, you know, a couple, it's like the one thing a couple that's been on the verge of getting divorced for a long time, where the wife or the husband says one more thing. Like, yeah, you never take the trash out either. God damn it! We're getting the divorce! So this poor sap. Now, I went and I looked at good old Daniel Carlson's numbers with the Raiders. And he had a couple big pop years. He had a dog shit year, though, 2 years ago. And nobody wants to talk about that. You know, these kickers, they rise and fall. Now, I had this knockdown drag out with my partner, Brian Butch, about the true value of kickers in real football, not fantasy, where you and many other platforms have just done away with them altogether, correct?
Yes. Yep. We have done away with them.
Yes. I said it's not much different in real football. The kicker doesn't really matter. And he lost his shit. He said, I will die on this hill, and started waxing poetic about Justin Tucker this, and Justin Tucker that, And what about Vinatieri this? And how about Steven Gostkowski that? And I said, it's all anecdotal. You don't look at actually how many games those guys win that the replacement level kicker would also have won because he's an 82% kicker, not a 93% kicker.
I'm taking...
Care to die on the same hill as Brian Butch, because this is the echo argument to the, quote, special receivers. CeeDee Lamb, special now, because he got a shit ton of money.
Therefore, he's special,
right? You better make him special. You're paying for him.
Yeah. Well, now, you and I, we battled on this last week. The kicker thing is interesting because a terrible kicker is like 77%. A really good kicker is only like 12% better than that.
Right, 96%. I mean, and don't forget,
96 is awesome. I mean, that's like legendary. If you're, you know, that's right.
But here's the thing: you're talking about percentages. Go look at the field goals made, field goals missed. Sometimes it's a very low volume. It's like 19 of 23 to get to that percentage. You're talking four kicks all year that they miss. And then I went back and looked at the misses last year by Carlson, and of the six misses, only three of them came in losses, and several of them had, two of the three had no factor whatsoever in the losses. Yeah, but it's that one game. And I'm like, but there is no magic kicker that never misses. Justin Tucker missed five last year. He had a bad year.
Okay, well, I think it's probably, A, for starters, I'm stunned you looked up game-by-game kicker logs. Who are you?
Wait a minute. What happened to the real
Steve Zabin?
Just for the team that I care about, the Packers. And it was just, I wanted to see where were his misses.
Now, item number two on this, I don't think you can just say, okay, did kicker miss a kick and was the final score within 3 points? I don't think that's a fair way to assess
totally
the value
not
of. Right. Okay, so is that what you did when
no.
you were talking about how many
with
of
Carlson
changed the game?
No, with Carlson, I just went and I identified his six misses. I pinpointed where they came in which games at what time.
Okay,
he missed. Right. Okay, he missed a kick late against the Giants in a loss to Tommy Meatballs, Tommy DeVito.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you should have never been in a fucking game with Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
and he made three field goals that day anyway. It's a very hard place to kick. He went 3 for 4 at the Meadowlands at night. You're gonna get your panties in a wad over that. But anecdotally, it was a field goal late that he missed that people get pissed off about it. Never mind the fact that the defense let Tommy Meatballs go 60 yards for a game-winning field goal in the final minute and change, which also should have never happened. He missed a field goal in the Denver game. Denver was 1-5 at the time, playing like shit, although they were starting to play a little bit better, but they're 1-5. And he missed a field goal at 6-0 Denver in the second quarter. Did that one change the game?
No.
And the big one he missed was in the playoffs against the Niners. Chance to put him up by 7, and he missed it in the fourth quarter in the rain from 43. And they then let Brock Purdy, having a terrible game, go down the field, carve him up, score a touchdown, take the lead, and that was that. So they still had the game to be won, and they had the ball back before Jordan Love threw a pick that ended the game. So, you know, I said, okay, so fire the kicker. But clearly they think he sucks. He's out. Just,
kickers are so replaceable, Zabe. They don't need to know your system. They don't need to know anything. You can just swap them in and out. You can go find whoever the 33rd best kicker is that's just been released. You can just go get that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't even have to have the big leg anymore because now nobody's kicking the ball out of the end zone. You know, all you need to be able to do is just hit it into the zone that you need to hit the ball into now. So you don't even need the big leg anymore for the kickoffs.
Now, if they change the rules, and I'm not saying they would, but just hypothetically, to where every missed field goal is a touchback for the other team at the 20, so it's kind of like a free swing.
Yeah.
Then the long-range bombers like Tucker and Butker become more valuable because you'll try more 60-yarders in that case, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's not the rule. So there you go. So would you endorse never spending a draft pick on a specialist? Kicker, punter, long snapper ever again. Because I would.
No. No, I really would. In fact, the Vikings just did this year.
And
they just drafted this year the NCAA's all-time highest scoring kicker. Will Reichert is his name.
How's he doing?
And so far, we're not in a game yet, okay? So it'd be just allow me to preface this by saying, you know, it's just the preseason and training camp, but so far, he's awesome.
Wow. Okay, well, good.
Yes.
Good, so, but I mean, but who knows how long that will last. And to me, the problem with it is, so you gave up a sixth rounder for a kicker, let's say, hypothetically.
I think it was a sixth. Might have been
okay. Fifth. Big deal, right? Well, every sixth rounder is a lottery ticket of a guy who might be a frontline starter at a real position. Because the Packers have a couple seventh rounders. Their left tackle, their starting left tackle, is a former seventh round pick who is coming off injury and has figured shit out and his knee's healthy now. And they're like, wow, what a great find. One of their corners, Carrington Valentine, is a seventh round pick. So to me, I'd rather accumulate more lottery picks at a good position player than waste one on a punter or a kicker who are mostly interchangeable.
Well, if your 12% rule, like my kicker can be 12% better than replacement, if I put that into quarterback terms, 12% better, that kind of gets meaningful, doesn't it? I mean, that's a real distinction between quarterbacks. I don't know. I think if you can get your guy, if you can get greatness, because nobody's willing to draft a kicker, because most GMs think much the way you do. And you're probably right. I don't know. If you can get greatness, I think it's probably worth it. We'll see.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. So if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
All right, some other cut down day nuggets from around the league. Five of the Commanders' seven picks from last year.
Way back in 2023.
Yes. Five of the seven are gone.
Wow.
And one of the two guys still left, this first round corner, Emmanuel Forbes.
Awful.
Is awful, and he's the skinniest brother you ever did see. Even the guy who played the Somali pirate in Captain Phillips looks at Emmanuel Forbes. He's like, bro, you should probably eat a cheeseburger. A
couple of burgers in there. Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. I look at Emmanuel Forbes going, he's going to get broken. Broken in 16 pieces out there. What are you doing? So he's struggled badly. Now, this is, of course, in addition to the fact that Ron Rivera's entire tenure of his draft picks has been so bad that over the 4 years he was head coach, he only has 12 of 33 players still on the roster. 12 of 33 in 4 years. That's
terrible. And all the first-round draft picks are gone, right?
Oh,
except Forbes. Forbes is the only one left on roster in the previous four. You know, they passed on Tua for Chase Young, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was and they needed quarterback. I remember us, you and I debating that at the time. And I'm like, you need a quarterback. Why would you take anybody else when you've got Tua there?
I'm old enough to remember Tank for Tua. But you know, then he cooled off after his rookie bust out season when he won the national championship. And it was like, yeah, he's okay, but .. Of course, even the GMs who are killing it right now, and I think that Brian Gutekunst is killing it for the Packers. His 2020 draft is dog shit except for one pick, Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Well, and that, by the way, that makes your draft, right?
Everyone else is off the team. And A.J. Dillon today, the running back out of Boston College, got put on IR because he's had his second stinger in like the last couple games he's played, including the preseason. He's done for the year, and they're likely going to buy him out on an injury settlement. So he was the second pick. Everyone else is gone. Everyone is gone from the 2020 class except for Jordan Love. But you're right. That's the one that holds it together.
You mentioned Tank for Tua. About 12 years ago, the Vikings were trying to suck for luck.
And
they were deep in suck for luck derby as a 3-win team. And it's about week 16 of the season. And they head to your then Redskins. And the Vikings pull a sizable upset victory to knock them out of the number one slot of the draft. When you just needed to lose to Washington, the Vikings could not do it, did not land Andrew Luck, And the rest is history.
Yeah. There was, I'm trying to remember the recent run at quarterbacks where the Commanders finished just out of the running. They had a game against Miami, which was terrible. And Miami basically let the Redskins convert a two-point conversion in this furious comeback where they didn't even try to let the Commanders or Redskins win. I forget what game that was. And it fucked them out of a quarterback, basically.
Wow. Yeah.
In fact, that was the Chase Young draft. Who went ahead of Chase Young? Who was the quarterback in that draft ahead of him?
Herbert. I think Justin Herbert was like the pick
before. No, it wasn't him. Okay. I'll find it here in just a second. First of all, tell people about Guillotine Leagues while I find this little factoid out for you.
GuillotineLeagues.com is we're up and running. We've got a whole new app. Private leagues are totally free. Public leagues coming online soon. And public contests. Just before we started this, I loaded up some free public contests. If you want to play for no money, but want to play against some other people because you don't have 17 friends, here's a great way to do it.
Nice.
We got some free leagues going. You can get in some practice drafts and get a little sense of the Guillotine League environment without having to put any cash in quite yet, but that's coming as well soon.
Okay. Drafts by position. You ready? Quarterbacks. This would have been, god damn this. Oh, there it is. Okay, perfect. This was the 2020, I guess it was 2021 with Trevor Lawrence. No, because that was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. 1, 2, 3.
Oof.
I mean, even Lawrence, who got paid a second contract, is not nearly as good as people thought he would be.
Yeah, he has not performed quite to the level. He's not bad. But he's not been like, you know, the prototypical first overall franchise quarterback people are hoping.
It was Burrow. They got fucked out of Burrow in 2020.
Oh, that's a huge loss. Huge loss.
Yes, they picked second and they took Chase Young, now on his third team instead of getting Burrow. So
now that wasn't the Herbert draft.
But it was. Herbert was six. Tua was five. Herbert was six.
So they could have had a Herbert two or Tua.
Yeah, they could have.
But they went Chase Young.
But sitting at two, the consensus was Chase Young. And he looked bulletproof coming out of Ohio State. He looked like he was mature and had his shit together. And much like RG3, it was a complete fucking facade. Not mature, drank, partied too much, didn't really give a shit about doing the things he needed to be good. So there you go. All right, I want to get to this game, and then we'll wrap tonight, and I appreciate your time, as always, Charge. I got to get the Guillotine League for whiskey set up. I was in a whiskey store today, and I was perusing some of the selections and what I might put forth as my offering to the whiskey gods in the Whiskey League. Do I need to run this league, or can you, or who do you want to run our Whiskey League?
It's easy enough for me to set up if you want, but I'd like to think anybody can do it. Like, you know, it's so easy.
It is so easy, but I'm fucking lazy. You know me.
There is that. That's indisputable.
Let me dig in, set it up. I'll do it because I started this league, so I should take some ownership of it.
I think that would be great. It's super easy. You click a couple of buttons. It gives you links. You just send the link to anybody you want to join the league, and that's basically it. It's not hard.
Okay. All right. I'm calling this, in honor of Cut Down Day, Tough Cuts. Can't keep them all. These are sets of three things that most people would want in their life, and you can't keep all three. You have to make a tough cut. You ready?
Okay.
iPad, PlayStation, or wireless headphones. Tough cut. Who's getting cut?
Game. I like this game. Now,
to me, it'd be iPad because your phone is the easiest replication. I would have my phone returning kicks, which is essentially the iPad. Although I don't play my PlayStation, so what am I saying?
Right. That's the other part of it, is wipe the dust off your PlayStation. Here's the thing. Now, is it just, can we change PlayStation to video game console?
Yes,
because then
I can't
do without it.
Yes, okay. Video game console.
So I can't
console.
Just go to an Xbox or something.
Right.
Then I would have to take tablet. I would have to take tablet.
Right.
Yes, for the reasons you mentioned, because it's basically just mirroring my phone and I'll squint.
All right, tough cuts. Can't keep them all. Bacon, cheeseburger, hamburger, or steak? Tough cut.
Bacon's out. Bacon is a...
Wow.
Bacon makes other things better, but... And it's fine by itself. But the best versions of bacon are when they're, to me, when they're in other things that I already like a cheeseburger.
This is my toughest cut at this position. I don't know what I could do because I love all of those meat options so much. Mm. Okay, fast food, tough cuts.
You're not answering? It's your game. You have to give an answer.
Steak.
What?
Oh, fuck. Cheeseburgers. Nah, shit. I guess bacon. Hey.
Bacon.
Hey, bacon, come in my office. Sit down. I'm really sorry. This is really tough for me. All right. This is one of the toughest cuts I've ever had to do in my life. But yeah, we're going to have to go a different direction. We just don't have a spot on the roster for you. But I'm delicious and I'm crispy and I'm full of fat. I know. That's why it's so tough to cut you. Okay.
Bacon. It's not you. It's me.
Listen, bacon, you're a hell of a meat. You're going to catch on with another mouth. I'm pretty sure of it. Your phone, your agent's phone has got to be ringing off the hook right now, but we just don't have room for you on the roster. Sorry. Okay. Tough cuts. Got to keep them all or can't keep them all. Fast food edition. Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's.
Ooh.
Tough
boy.
Cuts. Can't keep all them all. Right. Now, quality-wise, McDonald's is the easiest cut. However, it is the most omnipresent on the American landscape. It isn't closed on Sunday. And even though it's more expensive than it should be, it's still cheaper by a far cry than Chipotle. So which would it be? I think I'd cut Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's out because the menu's so narrow, right? I can get
and they're not open on Sundays.
I get a great chicken sandwich or I can get a great chicken sandwich. And so, you know, I can get chicken at McDonald's. And you hit on, I think, the biggest point. There's a McDonald's everywhere. You know, when I'm pulling the camper, whatever, there's a McDonald's. The ready availability of it is so helpful.
Right.
And, you know, some of it is genuinely tasty. Their fries remain outstanding. They have the gold standard of fries, I think anybody will say. And if you mix their sweet tea with their unsweetened tea, half-half, that is fantastic. Because the sweetened is too sweet, and the unsweetened is it's not sweet enough. A mixed tea from McDonald's, delicious.
Okay, tough cuts. This is dessert edition. Cookies, ice cream, or donuts? Tough cuts. Cookies, ice cream, or donuts?
I love ice cream. And I've got a phenomenal ice cream place, family-run ice cream place within walking distance of my house that is just awesome. I am never giving up ice cream for the rest of my life.
Okay, ice cream is safe.
Ice cream is safe.
Cookies or donuts? I'd have to get rid of cookies, and I love cookies.
Why cookies?
Because donuts have a special place in my heart. I am Homer Simpson. Mmm, donuts.
Mmm. I'm gonna knock out the donut because like a warm donut. I'm taking the cookies out. I'm asking myself, which do I buy more? Because that answers the question, right? Where with my shopping and my eating, I eat more. Do Oreos count as a cookie?
Okay, let's not spend too much time. I got 9 more categories, and some of them are really
9 more. Oh my God!
I know. Sorry. Okay. Let's go quick.
Dead. Cookies, you're dead.
This is a tough roster decision on all these things. Next up.
Okay.
Snacks, Doritos, pretzels, or popcorn? Tough cut. Can't keep them all. Pretzels will be out.
Pretzels are
That's
out.
Easy
they're
cut.
Not, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 'cause they're not greasy enough for us.
Tough cut. Sporting events, concerts, or Vegas? You can never go to another one again in your life. Can never go to a sporting event of any kind. Can never go to a concert of any kind with anybody, or you can never set foot in Vegas again.
Vegas has become so hostile to its visitors. I'm taking Vegas between the odds changes, between the cost of a hotel room, between all of the other. I mean, just there's so
I
many things.
Agree.
And the cost of meals and food.
I agree 1,000%. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Vegas is broken. Because I know it from whence I used to go for 25 straight years, at least once a year. I had a streak intact multiple times. It is, you're right, it's hostile to the visitor. They come and they turn you upside down by the ankles and start shaking to get all your money out. It's unpleasant. Okay, next. hoodie, sweatpants, or winter gloves. Tough cuts. Can't keep them all. Hey!
You're asking a Minnesotan, I have to have gloves in the
winter. You do not have to have gloves. No, you don't. You could jam your hands into your pockets.
Down my pants, and that would be totally cool.
Well, yes, if you're fine cutting hoodies or sweatpants just to have gloves, then coach, that's your decision.
Yeah, the hoodie's gone on this. The sweatpants are such a great luxury item, and especially commando, where you can just everything can just hang free.
Of my singular joys in life. Wearing a hoodie.
Why?
It's just so comfortable and perfect and flexible. It's great. Okay. Can't keep them all. Tough cuts. Uber, Netflix, or Wi-Fi on airplanes. Got to cut one. You can't keep them all.
I'm taking the Wi-Fi off because I've got my handheld gaming system called the Steam Deck, which I adore. And that's 80% of my gaming. Okay. And I love the 3-hour flight where I'm just immersed.
Yeah. Me too. I could do without the airplane Wi-Fi because I rarely use it. But some people, they absolutely need it. Okay. Tough cuts. Can't keep them all. Sunglasses, a ball cap, or sunscreen?
You probably don't know this. I am a skin cancer survivor, if you will. Also, an IBS survivor. But that's a different, that's
irritable
an entirely different
bowel
story.
Syndrome.
Yes. Okay. Just throwing that in there for graphic effect. Well, that's all.
You know, it's funny. You should say I'm a skin cancer survivor. Most people would say, not sure you should use that term. Survivor.
I know.
Cause it has a survival rate of like 98%.
99%. That's right. You have to be, you have to go pretty far down the path before
you have to have a mole the size of Gorbachev growing on your body for you to ignore, to get to die of it.
Exactly. Well, it's only a slight exaggeration.
And, I know.
And by the way, there's no like months of chemo. There's no long hospital stay. You know, I saw the plastic surgeon. They took a golf ball sized chunk out of my
whoa,
back.
Whoa. And golf ball. Yeah. That's big.
Yeah. Okay. I had stage two. So it was, growing. And so they had to get around, do a big encasement of where it was and could have gone. And yeah, so that was. Yeah. So that's
now,
what I did.
For me, it's easy. Ball cap because I'm bald. I wear them all the time, both for comfort and shame. So that's not going away. And sunglasses, I definitely like and need those on the golf course. Sunscreen, I read an article that said new research is pretty clear. It does not really do much for you in terms of skin cancer, believe it or not.
Wow. I do not know that I believe that, but I will say this based only on my Twitter feed. There are people out there banging the drum saying we have built this mentality that the sun is bad and you can't be out in the sun.
No, the sun is good for you.
Extremely unhealthy.
No, the sun is
not to be outside in the sun.
The sun is so good for you, and it's so what our ancestors were attuned to, being out in the sun, and vitamin D delivered from sunshine. As your body makes vitamin D in response to sunlight is way better than the vitamin D you can buy over the counter at the store.
That's right.
Okay. So which is it? Sunglasses, ball cap, or sunscreen? Probably ball cap.
Ball cap's out because, my hair's perfect as is.
Okay. Scott Van Pelt, Ian Eagle, or Charles Barkley? Popular announcers, tough cuts, can't keep all three. Who's out?
Well, the two funny guys are in. Ian Eagle's very, very good at his job, but Barkley's awesome and probably the best ever at what he does as your commentator and societal mirror. I love Barkley. And then Van Pelt is so smooth and he's so funny. I love his golf pedigree and that I love everything about Van Pelt. He's one of the very best at what he does.
For me, it'd be Barkley. I love Ian Eagle so much. I know he's just a play-by-play guy. I know there's other guys who are good. He calls a game with such verve and joy and energy. I love when I see Ian Eagle on my docket. And Van Pelt's the last normal guy at ESPN. We cannot lose. Seriously. a normal guy who's just about sports, not about bullshit and agendas and, you know, these societal, you know, pushes for this, that, or the other. And, yeah, protect him at all costs. Barkley, I've had enough. Can't keep them all. Tough cut. Buddy text string, Twitter, or Facebook. You cannot have one of those three things ever again.
I deleted my Facebook account 10 years ago and never looked back.
Me too. I don't do Facebook, so it's very easy. Did you like Mark Zuckerberg out of the blue announcing in a statement? Yeah, we suppressed information during the COVID crisis at the behest and the browbeating of the Biden administration, and we regretted doing it. We should not have done it.
How nice of them to say that now, 4 years
I know,
later.
Right, exactly. Totally unprompted, though. People are saying, does he think it's not going to go Kamala's way and that he wants to get ahead of possibly rough waters? I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
All right, tough cuts. Beer, bourbon, wine. Can't keep all three. Tough cut.
Oh. Another, you're going to learn another thing, another medical oddity about Charge. I'm allergic to wine.
That's an easy one, right?
That is an easy one. Yes. I'd like to breathe. So we're going to cut the wine.
For me, I would cut beer and wine because I really don't drink either anymore. I never drank wine and I've given up beer for either bourbon. It sucks.
No, beer doesn't suck.
It does. Let's be honest. The only beer I'll drink is Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, and that's because it's kind of sweet, and that's about it. It doesn't hold itself well temperature-wise. It goes warm way too quick. You can put all the koozies you want on your beer. It never stays as cold as I want it to stay. It bloats your stomach. It's bloaty. You piss a lot. It doesn't pack enough of a punch. I'm out on beer. I'm just out.
You know where beer stays cold? Lambeau Field in January. And it stays plenty cold right there.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Two more. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, boy.
Kay Adams. Carrie Underwood. You can never gaze upon these immaculate looking and wonderful dynamic women's faces or bodies ever again. Not live on TV, not in a movie, not even on a random internet search. It'll be like the movie where all the Beatles songs are gone because of electrical outage. You'd be like, how come I haven't seen ScarJo, Kay Adams, or Carrie Underwood? Tough cuts, have to pick one.
I've met Kay Adams once, and it was before she had her show on the NFL Network when she was still just a regional star. And if I'm honest about it,
overrated.
No.
She's a tiny little thing. Oh, really? She's stunning. I think she's beautiful. Stunningly beautiful and very good at television and dynamic.
All of that true.
You know, there's a song by Thomas Rhett that says, the way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Look what God gave her. All right, so I'd probably pick Kay Adams just because I love how ScarJo can look great in a number of hairstyles, hair colors, roles. Like the movie Fly Me to the Moon about NASA that she's in as a vintage, she's like a vintage 50s throwback woman in the world. I mean, it's stunning. And Carrie Underwood is one of my all-time, so tough cut. Sorry, Kay, you're out.
What I love about Scarlett Johansson, that she does weird, quirky, independent roles, in addition to doing blockbuster, Black Widow, whatever, all that other stuff too. But, I love the fact that she's willing to just take roles that she thinks are going to be really cool. That's awesome.
All right, then final one here. I don't know, maybe Roxy should not be nearby. Can you send her out to take the garbage out? Is it garbage day for you guys?
Actually, it is, matter of fact.
Okay. All right. Tough cuts. Can't keep them all. All right. One has to go. Morning sex, Lewinsky's, or pick a hole. One of them has to go.
I will defer my morning until noon. I can wait until
12:01.
That's right, 12:01. I can manage that, I think.
All right, guillotineleagues.com. Charge, thank you for suffering through my technical difficulties. Have a great week. I'll set up that guillotine league for our whiskey league. It'll be easy and pleasurable, as your website designers have intended it to be.
Yeah, much like yourself. Easy and pleasurable. This podcast, easy and pleasurable.
All right, pal. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Experts in the field.
Yeah, eh? Right, because we're a band now. And,
well, so, except for him. I'm a band. Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand. Yeah, well, take off.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Marino was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Marino is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Marino believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Marino take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.